I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to talk about Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month and a community conversation, a time to celebrate Alaska's diverse Asian cultures, but also this year, time to reflect on some serious issues facing Asians and Pacific Islanders. Perseverance Theater will hold a community conversation to be streamed live at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. My guest is Adriana Lee, Program Coordinator. Adriana, would you like to introduce yourself for our listeners?
Awesome. Thank you so much. My name is Adriana Lee. I'm hailing from Impact, which is in Boston, Massachusetts. My pronouns are she and they. And do you want me to just do sort of a general introduction of my involvement first?
That would be great.
Yeah. So I work with a nonprofit self-defense organization known as Impact Boston. I've been with Impact for about 3.5, almost 4 years now. And we teach a wide variety of self-defense and advocacy for all communities. We focus on physical skills as well as verbal skills, de-escalation, assertiveness and boundary setting, as well as safety strategies for marginalized communities, which is what I will be lending and sort of focusing on as we're going into API and Asian American Heritage Month, and the importance of everything that's been going on in recent events.
So what does Asian and Pacific Islander Heritage Month mean to you?
So I am I'm a native Bostonian, but for my roots, I am half Puerto Rican and half Chinese. And for myself and my experience growing up as a mixed race, a biracial Asian American, what it means to me, especially now with recent events, is more than just pride, more than just myself, but an attachment to my community. I'm pretty big into martial arts as well as the Boston Chinatown community. And so I've been working a lot with Impact and with other organizations to sort of bring safety to different AAPI communities for survivors, for elderly communities, for those that are facing race-based harassment. And so what it really means to me, I think, going into this month is safety and how to find that in diverse communities. So that's what I'm sort of bringing to this work.
Thanks. And Leslie Ishii has joined us. She is the Artistic Director at Perseverance Theater and a panelist for the community conversation, as is Adriana. Hi, Leslie. We're live right now, so thanks for hopping on the Zoom.
Hi, thanks so much for having us. As we have so many Zoom meetings, I just zoomed right over as soon as I could. Thanks so much for your patience and grace.
I was asking Adriana what Asian and Pacific Islander Heritage Month meant to her, and I was wondering if I could ask you the same question.
Oh, thank you for that question. Well, I'm Japanese American, Yonsei, fourth generation, and certainly from the Northwest, born and raised in Seattle, and have been back and forth up here to Juneau Douglas on Tlingit Ani. And it means a great deal to be able to uplift our leaders, uplift our histories here, and which are really rich here in Alaska and throughout the Great Northwest and Southeast. And so much has been going on, of course, with the COVID kind of climate. So it seemed like a really important opportunity to lift up those issues and also lift up all the work that our leaders are doing throughout Alaska.
How did the idea for this community conversation that's happening tomorrow night come about?
It came about for many reasons. Again, I'm Asian American. And last year we weren't able to really focus because we were so deep pivoting around all the shutdowns and staff and, you know, what we could do to keep Perseverance Theater going. But this year we were able to pivot and be able to certainly recognize this month. And it's meant a lot because in this time of COVID, when we've heard so much rhetoric, you know, that's anti-Asian. And I'll be honest, I have had my own incidents of racism, of very much due to COVID, being accosted, being blamed for the virus. That I thought, how can I heal? I don't like to stay victim. I taught to heal and by empowering myself And I thought, how can I take leadership and bring like Adriana with us to support our empowerment and to lift up other leaders who are doing really beautiful and important social justice work in our communities so that we don't fall victim? It also came about because I'm looking at how can we, and thank you, KTOO, for this moment to be able to share with folks. Please do join us. It's a moment to learn. I think what's powerful about Alaska is we have a lot of cross-cultural, cross-racial learning because we're so diverse. We're some of the most diverse communities in the U.S. So tuning in and getting a chance to get to know us and understand some of these issues, but and learning the history that might not be lifted up or goes unnoticed or untold or erased even. It's a great learning moment for all of us.
Adriana, who are you hoping will attend this conversation, and what do you hope will be discussed, or what connections do you hope to make?
That's a great question. Truthfully, I'm really hoping everyone will be joining the conversation. And by everyone, I mean collectively, not just those that are Asian American identified, not just those that are from certain regions, and not just allies, right? I'm hoping everyone can sort of come to the conversation and come together. What I'm noticing a lot, not just in the self-defense classes, but where I'm sort of seeing these conversations happening, I think holistically we're becoming pretty divisive. And sometimes that stems from passion. Sometimes that stems from trauma, but sometimes it stems from ignorance and not really being a part of fluid conversations back and forth, accepting differences, understanding each other. So truthfully, the connections I'm hoping to make is people from different perspectives, different walks of life, you know, gender, age, experiences directly with race-based harassment, and those who have never experienced it. For me, what would feel empowering and sort of what we tend to focus on is bringing everyone to the conversation so that those voices can be uplifted and heard correctly to sort of stop a lot of the assumptions that are being made, even when folks' hearts are in the right place. So I'm hoping to just reach far and wide and hopefully open minds and open hearts.
Today, as I'm sure you're both aware, is the anniversary of the killing of George Floyd by the Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. So it's a right moment for having conversations about race and racism. Any reflections on that from either of you?
Absolutely. I've been in other spaces today where we have been commemorating George Floyd's murder. And then, of course, in this community, not that long ago, the Atlanta shootings as well. And since George Floyd and other countless Black cousins and family members who have community members that have suffered at the hands of violence, anti-Blackness, it's a moment to come together and to build solidarity, like Adriana was saying, against those stereotypes, and really to look at what has been systemic. It happens so much now, or it's been brought to light, and you can see how the rapidity of it, the repetition of it. So it's systemic. It's not a one-off here or one-off there. You can see that it's built in. That's white supremacy culture. So how can we come together, have these conversations so that we can help each other detect it when it's happening, dismantle it or resist it, as they say, and do different, you know, work on being anti-racist together. And it does take everyone doing it together. It's very difficult to achieve that alone. So even at Perseverance Theater, we work on it as a team. We don't work on it individually. And in the community, we're working to foster that. So we work on it together.
Adriana, what would you add?
I would definitely echo that. And I know for me on a personal level, it doesn't feel like it's been a year. In some ways, it feels like it's been longer. In some ways, it's been shorter. And I think part of that is just us all kind of collectively still dealing with that and kind of not spiraling, but still wringing from it, as a biracial person, but as just a human, dealing with sort of the trauma of that and the focus points of that. It doesn't just go away. It's not something in the news that we can just turn the page because it's been a year and sort of move on from the next things. The ripple effects from, you know, the murder of George Floyd and everything that sort of lent it to even more divisiveness and misunderstandings, I think, really is extended at this point. So I would say, keeping in mind that it's not over, we've got a long way to go. And this is just one of many of the injustices that we're really looking to hopefully one day stop.
Mm-hmm. Still ringing from it is a great way to put it. I wish we could talk more about this. I'm sorry, I don't have a little bit more time, but let's talk about the details of the community conversation. When is it and how can we join in?
It's tomorrow, Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we'll be streaming it so that you can watch it on our Facebook page, Perseverance Theater's Facebook page, or our YouTube page. And we hope you do tune in. Adriana will be there. Dennis Arashiro, who's the president of the Japanese American Citizens League, and our very own Edric Carrillo of the Filipino Community Inc. Really excited. We've had some preliminary conversations already with Adriana. It's been fantastic. We look forward to bringing you along with us in those conversations.
Thank you both so much for your time today and for being on the air and for sharing everything. And best of luck with the conversation tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.